hits Mike and Carla's other news.
There we go. Alcohol Org ranked all 50 states according to how many beers people can drink until they feel like they're getting drunk.
Okay.
Top three, Arizona, Michigan, and Maine.
Right.
Can drink about four beers. Hawaii, listen to this, Morty. Hawaii came in last. They can only down about 2.7 beers.
Really?
And then Idaho and Arkansas.
I don't think they did a correct study on that.
You don't think so?
No, because that's all they do in Hawaii.
Well, like I'm going to say, they can do a lot of other things. So stuff grows wild there. The weed.
Oh, this is sad. A cat cafe in Alabama was robbed.
Oh.
And not surprisingly, all the cats just sat there and watched. They didn't do anything.
Oh, how you doing? I'm just going to keep licking. I'm just licking over here. That's all I'm doing.
Take what you want.
God, that's too funny. Well, this was a little different, Mike. The mayor of Atlantic City stole $87,000 from a youth basketball program. $87,000. Well, by the way, he's still the least corrupt politician in Atlantic City for doing that one. Jeez, Nookie.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Nookie?
Nookie
Thompson, right?
Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, exactly.
Love that show.
And I have to read this because this is appalling. A woman in California going viral after she posted a rant about Halloween candy on their neighborhood Facebook page. It's called, what is it called? I can't remember. I have it. I'm on it. Too. It keeps track of your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You can post whatever's going on. She said, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community and has to stop. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween.
Oh, boy.
Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers might be okay for some other cities nearby.
Uh-huh.
But not ours. She's begging her neighbors to start handing out full size candy bars.
Oh my goodness.
Or giving each kid 4 to 6 fun size bars because that is what our neighborhood is about. I am not making any of this up. So this is in California. Why am I thinking this is in the BH? You know,
probably. Maybe.
And she's talking about those other neighborhoods, you know, handing out the Smarties and the Dum Dum.
I hear you.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Hold on for a second. Hold on.
Though if
I want to give that woman a
you go, girl.
Woo! I love it. I love it. Yeah, but I will say, if it was me, I'd go over to her neighborhood. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want that going viral? No, I don't know.
Well, I don't know about your attitude, but your candy, yeah, darn right.
The only problem is I have a feeling it's a gated community.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Hello,
Since
Trixie?
When that's going to stop kids from going trick-or-treating.
Right,
just
Buffy.
Climbing the fence.
Buffy, let me in. You didn't give me the code, honey. You didn't give me the code. It's Friday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.